Exam practice 2.
Wat Pa Luang Tha Bua is a famous monastery in Thailand, and right from the start it gained a reputation as a wildlife sanctuary. It started with an injured wildfowl given to the monks by the villagers. Then peacocks came, attracted by the calls of the wildfowl. An injured wild boar stumbled into the monastery, and the monks cared for it until it could be released back into the forest. The next day, it came back followed by a family of 10. Soon, the villagers started to bring in unwanted pets, and then 4 species of deer moved in, followed by buffalo, cows, horses, wild goats, and gibbons. These days, all the animals roam the grounds of the monastery freely. In February 1999, the first tiger cub arrived. It was a very young female cub whose mother had been killed by poachers. She was in a very poor condition after being sold and ordered to be stuffed by her new owner. A local man was hired to do the job, which fortunately he was unable to start because the cub managed to get loose. She arrived at the monastery frail and terrified of the slightest sound, with impaired vision and blood oozing from her gums. She could hardly move her tongue, chew or swallow her food. Yet, in spite of her condition, the tigress never once attacked anyone. Under loving care of the monks, she recovered, but in July of that year she fell seriously ill with heart palpitations and died. Unfortunately, mistreating tigers is commonplace in these parts of the world. The monastery is in the vicinity of large protected areas and national parks along the Thai-Burma border. These are believed to contain the largest surviving populations of tigers in Thailand, invariably attracting tiger poachers. A poacher can get up to $5,800 for one animal, the equivalent of several years' salary for a farmer. The profit is well worth the risk. When the mother tiger is killed, the cubs are either taken as a bonus or left in the jungle. Just a few weeks after the first cub had died, more cubs were brought to the monastery. People just kept delivering them, and the abbot kindly welcomed the animals. Having had no prior training in how to handle tigers, the monks had to learn on the job and did such a terrific job that the tigers took to them like kittens. Thus, the monastery became a sanctuary. And with the tiger population growing constantly, an island for tigers is now being built on the monastery premises. It will be surrounded by a ditch and a wall, providing safety to visitors as well as more space to accommodate the tigers. Inside the island, constructions imitating the tiger's natural habitat will be set up, thus allowing the new generation of tigers to prepare themselves for life in the real jungle.